Matthew 28, we'll look at verse 19. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen." So the Bible is very clear here that the Great Commission is not just to win them to the Lord, but it also adds on there, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And if you are not attempting to try to reach out to people after you win them to the Lord, if you just forget their name and you don't even talk to them about baptism, you just walk away and you just want them to the Lord, then you can't say that you're actually attempting to teach them to observe all things. So that's why it's important to follow up, because if you don't follow up, then there's no way you could say you're actually trying to fulfill this latter part of the Great Commission. But if you would, turn over to 1 Timothy 1, kind of want you to think about this illustration to help us understand the importance of follow-up. But the Bible says that that when we win someone to the Lord, we could say that they are our child in the faith. It's a biblical phrase that you could use. But obviously, if we love our children, we want to teach them, right? We don't want them to learn the hard way, right? I don't want my daughter to learn the hard way about alcohol. I want to teach her so she doesn't have to learn the hard way, right? And if we love our converts, we don't want them to learn the hard way either. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 1:2, it says, "Unto Timothy, my son, my own son, in the faith." So think about that. If we treat our converts like our own children, we're going to care for them. We're going to try to reach out to them and get them to come to church and hope that they can learn and grow. But just by conclusion, I want to kind of give some steps of follow-up. The first thing I want to cover is when you win them to the Lord, you need to immediately talk to them briefly about baptism. Just so they already learn what it is, they get a basic understanding of it. That way, if they do start coming to church, then they already kind of have a basic idea of it, and then you can follow up with them about it later, and maybe they can get baptized. But secondly, the next step that you need to do as far as follow-up is to ask them for their address. And you say, well, how do I get their address? Well, we have new believer packets, so it's a good reason to tell them, like, hey, I want to send you a special package in the mail. Is it okay if I have your address? And I'll tell you, 99% of the time, I've never had anyone say, no, you can't have my address. There was one scenario where a mom said, like, no, I don't want to hear from you guys ever again. I won her son to the Lord on the street, and she was just like, yeah, don't even touch us type of thing. So that was the only scenario I've ever had where I couldn't keep their address. But I'll tell you, though, if you just ask with that reason, you'll have success, and you'll be able to send out a packet. But there's another reason why you want to send out a packet, and here's why. Because you can tell them this. Be like, hey, can I get your number so I can call to make sure you got the package? That's how you get their number, right? It's a good reason to get the number, right? I don't think I've ever had a scenario where I couldn't get their number, unless it was like a small child. But yeah, that's how you get their number. Just say, hey, I want to send the packet out. You should receive it in the next few days. And then you say, hey, can I have your number so I can call you to make sure you got your package? And you make sure you write it down, write down their name. You know, don't forget their name. Don't be the soul winner that you just win them to the Lord and you walk down the street and you're like, oh, crap, what's their name? Come on now. If you really love them, you need to get their name and write it down. But so you got their number, you got their address, and you talk to them about baptism. And if you want them to the Lord on Thursday or even Saturday, you know, try to get them to come Sunday. If they don't come Sunday, then if you have already mailed out the package, then a lot of times what I'll do is I'll call them the following Saturday. Call them up the following Saturday. Say, hey, you know, did you get the package? Did you receive it? And if they did receive it, you'd be like, great, awesome. Glad that you received it. And then invite them again to church. Be like, church is coming up tomorrow. You know, do you want to come tomorrow? Maybe we can have lunch together Sunday afternoon between services. Something along those lines. Now, if they don't answer, then what you could do is just call them the next Saturday. And obviously, there does come a point, and that's up to opinion, I guess, when you just got to be like, they're not answering on purpose, right? But at that point, usually that's after a couple of weeks, you could do it. Here's another thing that I do. If there's special days coming up, even if I haven't called them in a long time, I'll call them to invite them to Family Friend Day. I actually had somebody come that I won to the Lord, like I think it was a year before the family friend day that they actually came, and I just had them on my phone and I just called them up. They showed up. So yeah, that's another reason you want to get their number and get their phone, their address, is so that when special days come up, just use that and just call every number. I did that and had success with it. So keep a track of all your converts on your phone or on a piece of paper or something, and call them for special days. Very good reason, and good way to get them in church. But yeah, that's pretty much the basic outline of it. But again, you know, if we love them like we love our children, we will want them to come to church and to learn. That way they can be taught all things that the Bible teaches us. But let's pray real quick. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to go out soul winning. I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit, Lord, and help us to do our very best as we go out there and represent you, Lord, and give us the words to say and the verses to use, Lord, and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.